Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Master Heart family, where we fly with the divine, and you're going to absolutely love this this experience today. It's Eclipse Monday, and we're going to all experience the eclipse on this session today, and within our mind, within our imagination. And so it doesn't matter where you are, if it's cloudy, I'm in the middle of it, and but we're cloudy, and but I thought, oh, this is great, we'll just go up in, with God and have an eclipse up there. And we're going to also do a little money, talk about money and easy money, easy life. That's what we like, yeah. And it's one thing that we've been brought up as, you know, money is whatever, hard to get or bad or, you know, whatever. And it's just this beautiful gift from God. And the more we can embrace that, the easier money will come to all of us. And so welcome. And so we'll be doing that a little bit later, having our own Master Heart family eclipse, baby, with God. That's what I'm talking about. And so it'll be better than anything we could otherwise experience. And but we always start out about all the miracles happening in our life. So who wants to share some of the goodies and the miracles that are being handed out to all of us every day? And who wants to start? Who allowed some miracles? Joey, Joey. Yes.
So hey. I have to apologize for being tardy here, but it could not have been helped, Dr. Hank.
Yeah.
So I had an event set up today. I think 3:07 or something is when we're supposed to see the eclipse in South Carolina here, the, you know, the maximum of it. And so my favorite ice cream shop here is did a special shake specifically for the eclipse. So the plan was to go at 3 o'clock, get a shake, and watch the eclipse.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait till 3 o'clock. So I went over there and got my shake a little bit ago. And I was drinking it, and I thought, oh, I could bring this, I could leave now and bring it back here with me. But I really, you know, with this group and stuff, I really didn't want to be distracted, you know, with something. So when I say distracted, I mean distracted from enjoying the shake. And I also didn't want to miss this. So I thought it best just to show up a few minutes late. But it's like, that's how life is today. It's like a playground. It's so much fun to live. It's so much fun to get up in the morning and after a good night's sleep and go about my day, even lifting weights, yeah, pickleball, whatever it is. Yeah. It's just fun. Life is fun today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been like this. And I love it. I love my life and getting to live this way.
That's just great, Joey. And, you know, and all we have to do is ask for it. You know, I just want a playful, fun day. One easy way to open up that door, you know, it's what doors are we opening, is to invite your inner child in. Man, I just love inviting. Every morning I invite my inner child in, and I ask to be more youthful, more energetic, more playful, more fun. Those are great words, playful and fun. And for you to just say, yeah, I just want, you know, all this stuff, it's just made up by the committee about, oh, it's going to be a tough day or not feeling good or whatever, or I need more sleep. You don't need any of that. God will take care of everything. Okay, like with sleep, a lot of people say, oh, and I was up in the middle of the night. I was up in the middle of the night and I love it. And I go and I fly with my angels. And, you know, I don't have my committee in a way saying, oh, I need to have sleep. And, you know, and people tell us stuff that's just all bull. Like, oh, we got to have sleep and you got to have this many hours. Just believe in God, that God will take, you know, like, for example, did anybody have to wake up this morning and say, okay, heart, let's start beating this morning?
No.
Who are those milkshakes I might have to?
Careful, careful.
That's Joey is so damn funny, you know, that talking about the milkshakes and that he didn't want to be distracted. He wasn't talking about being distracted with us or anything. Sure. He didn't want to be distracted from the experience of a milkshake.
I'd be honest, Dr. Hayes.
Yeah,
you know, you talked about that. Just one other thing. You talked about that about midnight waking up. And it was funny because, like, every once in a while, I'll have a sugar low. And I have alarms and everything that go off and stuff and wake me up. And so last night I got up at like almost 1 o'clock in the morning with a sugar low. And usually it's like a big hassle. I start sweating and everything else and stuff. And so I thought, okay, this means I get to enjoy what I eat. So I made a peanut butter jelly and honey sandwich for me. And I made a little mini one for Bella, my dog. So we sat there and ate a peanut butter jelly and honey sandwich. And it was like, I'm almost kind of glad I had the low just so we could enjoy this.
Yeah. And then just think how you bless Bella. You know, Bella was a happy camper, you know. And you know, even speaking of like dogs, that's a great one to talk about, like unconditional love. You know, it doesn't matter like what you've done, or you know, if you were mad at the dog, yelled at the dog, or you know, even if you leave for 2 minutes, you know, you come back and that dog, you know, Bella is like, I've been seeing you for a year, Joey.
Yeah.
And it's for us to just unconditionally love everything and ask to have the miracles coming. Yeah. Were you going to say something, Joey?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, one time about a year and a half ago, my son went through a bad breakup. He broke away from the, he was in a thing with the college and stuff like that. He broke a fraternity, he broke away from it and stuff. And he was really, really alone. So I brought Bella to him, and she ended up living with him for like 4 months, you know, and then I just got to a point where things started turning around. It really helped him. And then, so we met and I picked her up, and man, she's a 50-pound dog. She literally ran over and jumped in my arms. I think she was trying to tackle me. It was so awesome to experience that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, beautiful. You're right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, fantastic. Other miracles happening? Besides some milkshakes?
That's fine.
If anybody, so I'll tell you guys, I'd be willing to sacrifice myself. If anybody wants to drive here, I'll drink another one today with you, and I'll buy yours.
Joey, you got, we knew you had a big heart, but man, we didn't realize it was that big.
A servant's heart, Dr. Hank, a servant's heart.
That's awesome. I had a little miracle today for my neighbor. I have an elderly neighbor that I've been helping. And I was just, I went to the mailbox today, which is like four houses down from my house. And I don't normally, I go like once every 3 weeks, and I just went a couple days ago, but I had a reason I had to put something in. But when I went by, I noticed that she had like a massive amount of water coming out of her drain and the thing. And I was like, that's weird. So I tried to call her and she didn't answer. And her neighbor that lives directly across the street happened to be out there, which was good because we ended up breaking in her house. And we didn't really have to break in. I had the code, but you know, I couldn't get a hold of her to get permission. So we went in anyway and figured out what it was. A valve blew off the top of the pump. So it was just like a fire hydrant just spraying out everywhere. Wow. So my neighbor across the street, he actually sacrificed and got soaking wet to go in and turn the thing off because it wasn't working to turn the water off on the house. But anyway, it was like a really nice blessing, and it worked out just perfect because it was like I was like watching my clock going, oh, I've got to get on the call.
Yeah.
And I walked back home after taking care of it and just feeling like I did a good deed for the day, and it was like 2 minutes till one, so it was just perfect timing. And I haven't spoken with her yet, but she's somebody that I've been wanting to connect with again. She had a hip replacement surgery a couple months ago, and I just wanted to kind of follow up with her too. So now I have an opportunity to talk to her.
There you go. Fantastic. Yeah. And we all have plenty of time, and everything's in perfect timing. And if you say that, it will be. And you'll just see on how miraculously, you know, they were late then too, or, you know, whatever, that it doesn't matter that when it's again, back to the committee trying to say, hey, you got to hurry up, you know, and see it. When you get hurried up, you're not in your flow. And we want to be in our flow in these, and we each have our own flow in life and our own walk with God, if you will. And the easiest way is through our deep breathing. And so just breathe in deeply and say, there's plenty of time. And, you know, I'm getting younger every day. That's another good one. You know, what are you saying to yourself? And there's plenty of money. And plenty of easy money. Easy money, easy life. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Carolyn. Fantastic. And yeah, see, we uplift others then. And, you know, we have plenty of everything in order, time, money, whatever, in order to help others and uplift others. And so it's fantastic. Yeah, with some other miracles.
Well, Dr. Hank, I just want to comment. So we had Dan McCormick talk on our team call, and he's one of the leaders. He's been in our business for 40 years, but he talked about being in the flow. You know, he's in his flow, and he, you know, he really just lives by the spirit,
yeah,
spirit of God, and you know, compliments what you were just saying. And I, you know, his energy was incredible, and he just felt it, you know, just like after these calls with the Master Heart family. And it's just, you know, I'm so, so grateful to be here with all of you.
Beautiful, Robin. Yeah. And that's where you can see that, you know, it's not about really what you're saying. It's about, you know, who you are. What have you been thinking about? What have you been feeling? And that just comes across, and you become a magnet to everything that you want. And that, whatever you're thinking about, you're going to get. And so don't place all this emphasis of reality on what's going on in your life. That it doesn't matter. We have the power to change anything, whether it's our health, our business, whatever, by not looking at what's going on if we don't like what we're looking at, but instead thinking about, here's how I want it. And that you have to ask for it. You can't get it if you don't ask for it. People say, hey, well, I'm gonna wait for God. You know, good luck with that wait. You know, that's for all eternity. We're here to do the asking. The Father does the work. And we'll put that energy in you where you just glow, you know, you become irresistible. Don't you love that? Yeah, baby.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
So I think I kind of shared with you guys, you know, we're doing crunch fitness events.
Right.
So I went with the intention of, I want to make a meaningful connection. Had it for 2 days. Dr. Hank corrected me, said you want to make at least one or more meaningful connections. Anyway, so I made two, one on each day. And, you know, I just followed up with both of them. One didn't reply back, which is fine. Let it go. And then the other one replied back, and she said, oh, thank you for reaching out to me. But it was the next day, because she was so busy that the previous day. So she said, and then the next day, she just sent me a picture of a flower, a beautiful flower in her garden. Oh. And she said, Robin, I was just thinking of you, and I just wanted to share this with you. And please, let's get together after, because she's going to a wedding in Georgia. Yeah. And so she said, let's get together after I get back. And I said, oh, thank you for thinking of me. That's a beautiful flower. Yeah. And it really was. And that was so nice of her. And she said, she said, please, we need to get together and chat.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, and it's not about selling it or whatever. It's about, you know, building these relationships. And once you build a relationship, people will then clearly see your value and the value that you offer. And that when the person that, you know, doesn't shadow, you know, is missing whatever, the other person that didn't respond, you go, I love that, because now I know this is what I don't want. What do I want? And this is your asking. I want people like this lady that are sending me flowers and saying they remind me of a flower, because that uplifts me. I would every day ask, I want to have more compliments. Ask for more compliments. Why? And, you know, most people, you know, whatever we've been brought up with, don't be selfish and more. Hold on. If I'm given a compliment, that means I've been really doing a good job. I'm what I want. Okay. And I've been uplifting people or whatever it is that, you know, and I've been giving them whatever I'm offering. I've been giving them something and they thank me for it. And for Robin's thank you is the best of all. It's that thank you for being you, Rob. You remind me of, you know, this flower in my garden and how precious that is. You know, and gardens are just, You know, we moved to a more rural area now in Texas. And so, and I take these back roads and there's all these. And so there was just, you know, in February, there was just a bunch of dirt in these fields. And then one day that all of a sudden I see they plowed that dirt. And then, you know, like 2 days later, I see just real small little something coming up. And this is massive. This is, you know, 50 acres, 100 acres of field. And it was all ground. And then all of a sudden, now it's been like 3 weeks. And all of this, whatever it is, I think it's hay, you know, it's like a foot high. And it's all green and vibrant and beautiful rows. And it's just like, wow, the amazing power of just that, and like growing flowers in your garden. I mean, this is an amazing world, and the ability to be able to plant. You know, that's where the vegetables come from. We kind of forget that because we just go to the grocery store and think this is where all this stuff comes from. You know, it's really incredible on what a beautiful world that we have, and this soil that brings us the food to nourish us, and then to lighten our day, and to be a flower, like Robin the flower, like each one of you, a beautiful flower that's just blossoming. Joey?
Yeah, can I just add something to this, please? That, I mean, it was awesome, and Robin, you're awesome. And, you know, here's one of the things I learned is, when somebody would not respond to me, I right away went, like, my head took it and started listing all the things that's not going to happen, waste of time, da, 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 da. And I'm glad that I experienced that, because what I've learned is I've had multiple clients who've signed up with me easily, who I started out like that, and something came up in their family, or there was an emergency, or something, you know, something happened, things like that. So they hadn't even looked at their emails and stuff like that. So it's really taught me, like, if something like that happens to me now, instead of getting upset or whatever by it, and what I don't want and stuff like that, I'll just say a prayer for them that I hope everything's okay and stuff like that and everything, because that helps me get into that place of, like, all I want to do is serve. I mean, that's my biggest passion in my life. So, you know, if somebody doesn't, then it doesn't have to be a negative, or they're not against, or they're against me, or anything else. And stuff. Something could have come up. And then that allows me to be in that place. And I can't tell you, there's been more than three or four people who have come back after not responding, saying, oh my God, we had a family emergency, or you know, this happened to my kid, or something happened and stuff like that. I had to drink a milkshake for Eclipse Day, or whatever it may be. But they've come back, and it's so often it is like a family emergency or something like that, where they just kind of didn't even bother with their emails. It was a lower priority. So it really helped me come full circle with it. And if somebody doesn't, I go, okay, I'm just going to say a prayer for them.
Yeah. You know, that's so beautiful. And it's like, give people a break, you know, that things happen. And usually it's because of their committee too. You know, I'm too busy, you know, and that's just a committee thing. We got plenty, you know, they had plenty of time to eat and, you know, whatever. And that, you know, but it's all fine. And it's just their committee. And we understand that, you know, 80% of the time when we're talking with people or, you know, connecting with them, that their committees are active. And so we give people a break, but go beyond that. Like Joey said, I'm going to send a prayer for them. And I send them more time. I send them peace. I send their family. And when you do that, see, people, they're not conscious of it, but there's something that, because of your prayer, the power of our prayer, we can change any person, we can improve any situation for others or ourselves. This is how powerful we are. And so for our prayer, do we want our prayer, oh, I'm mad at this SOB because they didn't call, you know, all you'll do is get more SOBs in your life. and then you'll sob. And so it's like, yeah, I'm not going there anymore. I'm going to see a blessing in everything. And if I can't see it, doesn't matter. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to say a prayer to them. You know, again, I prayed for every one of you, to include the Master Heart family as a whole this morning. I do every day. And that touches all of you, whether you're conscious of it or not. Because I know and I believe in the power of God, and know that my prayer is being answered and that it touches you. And so it's like, wow, yeah. So with anybody, no matter what happened, say a prayer. Send them love. Send them well-being. Send them peace. That's really what's going on with them. They got a bunch of committee stuff going on. Send them peace. You know, the one that I just think is hilarious is about that, you know, when someone transitions into the other side, you know, they pass away. This is a time to celebrate. This is a time, listen, when I go, and I'm going to probably go before transition, before some of you at least, you'll be in your hundreds too, that that when I go, that I want a big party. I want a celebration. Celebrate my life. My soul told me to go. So quit whining about, oh, they're gone. They're not gone. Then I just had my ex-father-in-law pass away. And my ex-wife was crying and saying how terrible this is. And I went like, well, I've been channeling with Ray. His name's Ray, and he was real good with money. And he's actually helped me recently now. You know, and she's like, what? And then, but yeah, he's my buddy. He didn't like me very much when he was here in the physical sense, but now we're best friends. Why? He doesn't have any more resistance. He's pure love. And we all are underneath the committee and underneath all this gardeners. We're pure love. And if we just give pure love, like Joey did, just pray. Pray for the people. Pray for yourself. But then it'll be done. Yeah. Your thoughts on that? Comments? What do you think, Matt? Yeah. Hey, Steven.
Well, you know, I think that's a great idea to let stuff go, because harboring bad emotions or giving somebody your good energy for dumb shit ain't worth right. the time. Not worth the time. But I've been praying for my enemies lately, and it feels really good to get it off my chest.
Yeah.
And awesome. Miracles just happen every day. Just showing up is the best thing I can do.
Yeah. And I love that. Yeah. Pray for your enemies. And we've been told that. And then when you really understand life, you realize that they're not actually enemies. They're blessings. A person that said no to Robin, helped Robin to realize what she wanted, whether she went there or not, God did. She wants wonderful people that send her pictures of flowers and say it reminds her of her. You know, it's like, yeah, this is what it's all about.
There's the blessing.
Yeah, this is about what it is. And when you pray for them, that you'll see that all is well with them. And so, you know, it's really just incredible when you realize that everybody's your friend. There are no strangers.
Stop fighting. Stop fighting.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yes. Hey, yeah. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to give an example of not giving up and just keep on. I was having tech problems, and you know, it's like I'm trying to come in and out, and video didn't want me to be seen. I said, you know what? I will be seen on this. And next time I came through, I'm here.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Antoinette. And just your energy on that. Yeah, and, you know, you're here. That, yeah, keep on. Just show up. Know that, you know, my future is brighter. Just say that to yourself. I'm going to show up. I know that my committee has me saying it's going to be bad, or I'm too tired, or whatever. That no, I'm going to show up. And when I show up to life, that God will walk with me, and that the heavens will part, that the doors will open to everything that I want, that the abundant life is ours. And we just say hallelujah. The abundant life is ours. Yeah, I'm going to show up. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to share the good news about you, about whatever you're offering, you know, whatever it is. So how beautiful, Antoinette. Thank you so much. You look beautiful, darling. Great. Good. Other thoughts?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I had a really fun weekend. This weekend I was babysitting all weekend, Friday 2:30 until Sunday excuse me at 10:30, And we just had so much fun all weekend. And I caught myself. We were out to eat and we were gathering quarters for them to play video games when we went to the store after. And the little guy started putting the quarter in his mouth. And I caught myself before I said, "Oh, don't do that. That's dirty." You know, I heard your voice. And I did not, I just said, "Oh, let's not put that in our mouth." I did not add "that's dirty" because I don't want to grow up with that thought about money being dirty. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Don't touch that money, right? It's dirty. Mm-hmm. Wash your hands after it. You know, you don't need to do any of that stuff. Germs are actually good. They help you to build your, I haven't been sick for years, you know, and like germs are just great. And I love, you know, it's all this stuff we're being told about things, but Shell, how brilliant to wake up to, oh, I'm not going to tell, you know, that, hey, maybe we shouldn't eat that, you know, and I get a french fry instead to maybe taste better, you know, but yeah, it's dirty, that because then they'll be brought up that way and think that money is dirty. It's these little subtle things that, again, you know, our parents and loved ones, they meant well, but, you know, they didn't realize the impact. You know, don't talk to strangers. Number one fear in America is public speaking, because we were told one way or another that, and we were told money is bad. And money is beautiful. You know, I have green on today because money, that it's a relationship. What type of relationship do we have with money? And ask yourself. You know, like money is a being, an energy, okay, and a gift from God. And think about how you have talked to money. There's not enough of you. Where the hell are you? I can't get this. I can't get that. That, you know, that I didn't. That, yeah. And we keep on pushing money away. And that I wash my car way too often. And I love just having this shiny car. And I was at the car wash, and there are penny ones. And I picked up the penny and I did a little dance, easy money, easy life. And the guy, you know, next to me is looking at me and like, what is wrong with this guy? He finds a penny. Yeah, because any money, it's not this amount, that when you love money, money will love you and it'll come to you. So thank you. And ask that, you know what? I want to build today, from this moment on, I'm going to build just a loving relationship with money. I love that you're here. I love that there's so much. There's an endless amount of money, just like there's an endless amount of love that each one of us have to give to ourselves and to each other. And there's plenty of it. And that when we start building that relationship, starting right now with just loving money. I love money and money loves me. Easy money, easy life. And so just think, you know, about, yeah, I'm just going to replace all that silliness. The money just simply equals freedom. And our soul, one of the main reasons why our soul is here is for more freedom. So more money. And all you have to do is ask for it. And it'll come in miraculous ways if you're open to it. Open that door to money. Beautiful, Shell.
So I have a challenge for you, Dr. Hank. I have a challenge for you.
Good.
So it's not really a good thing that it happened, but I have to look at it in a positive way.
Good.
So we go to the Keys last week. First thing I do is I found like $54 in my purses as I'm cleaning them out, right? So I thought, oh, I walk up and I love these little long sleeve surf shirts, you know. So I go up to the shop and I buy one and it was cheap. It was like $22 or something. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently, and this is kind of funny, my dog takes a poop. So I have to pick up the poop and I have it in the little baggy thing. Well, I must have had that money stuck in my hand, like underneath that. So I threw that money away, I believe. My change. So my thought is, well, maybe it'll just come back to me in another way. And of course, I didn't want to go look through the trash can where the dog stuff was. So anyway, on the way home, we stop at a little snack bar. My mom's with us. We took her along with us. And not a snack bar, a gas station. We go in. My mom decides she's going to get just some of those little Milano cookies, just a little snack till we have lunch. Yeah. buys a packet of Milano cookies for $1.99, had $60 in a change purse plus some gift cards. Evidently, she dropped that change purse after she paid. It must have fell out of her pocket. She never took it out of her hand, but she had stuck it in her pocket of her jacket.
Yeah.
Didn't find that either. We drove 20 miles back. Somebody probably took it, but where I'm going with this is, I guess you have to kind of look at things with a positive instead of looking at it all empty. Yeah. Look at it half full, that hopefully that person that did find it and keep it, or if they did, hopefully they needed it more than I did.
Yeah.
And you just always have to think that it'll come back around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I was saying. But I thought it was a funny story, but I can't believe both of us lost money this week.
it is, Melanie. And don't say I lost a lot of money, because then you'll lose a lot of money.
But we did win $160 at a card bingo game.
So that's the only thing you say to yourself.
That's it.
I just love winning $160. I love you only.
Well, we had to split it between four of us because we found some people and we all split it. But
you all split your energy. I love winning $160. I love spending money in my purse. I love having my mom or whatever, find money. That's how easy money is. You just stay on the wanted side. You can't think about the unwanted. It's the committee trying to sucker you into thinking, because when you say, oh, it's really not 160 and it's less, then everything you get is going to be less. If you just say, oh, I lost this money, you lose more. And it's like, I'm just going to look at the wanted in everything. And so I love finding money. I love my mom finding money. I love winning money. And money is my friend.
Amen. Well, you keep praying for all of us just like you do, and it'll all come, because my days are getting better and better each day.
So. Yep, and they will. And all you need to do now is allow it, believe it, expect it. That's not true.
I just thought the story was funny because I was like, that is really disgusting, but it was funny. But I was like, whatever. Since he's talking about money, what's his theory on this? Does he think I'm going to get some return back on that?
And the answer, just to be clear for all of us, is you only look at the wanted. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in those situations, it was, wow, we found money in two different ways. We won $160. I love that. Can I please find more money? Can I please win more money? And that what will happen is you will. And you just don't go to what you don't want, because that actually helps you. That's what I don't want. Wow, I just want to find more. Do you think God has the ability to have you open up like a drawer and there be $100 of bills sitting there? Or, an expensive diamond that you thought you lost and you find in the couch, or, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of abundance. This is an abundant world we live in. And here's a beautiful sentence, and I love it. We live in the world of plenty. There's plenty.
Thank you for your insight. I just thought it was funny.
It is.
And it goes with it. Have a good day.
Okay, Melanie. Thank you so much. Love you. And with money, let's go visit money and let's have our own solar eclipse in our minds and our imagination with God. And so I ask you to just close your eyes now. Breathe in deeply. Breathe in. And breathe out. And as you breathe in again, breathe in the breath of God, this abundant life. And when you breathe out, release anything unwanted. Release your cares, your concerns, your problems. They're not real unless you make them real. Breathe in. And breathe out and just relax now. Become comfortable. Give thanks this beautiful, beautiful day, this beautiful moment. that we now get to experience. Breathe in. And breathe out. I want you to begin to just float up now. Float up onto the world, above the world. Just observe the world now. What a beautiful world it is. And together we're like angels, just flying in the air and space. Breathe in. And breathe out. We feel so free as we just fly into this beautiful, beautiful castle. We're at the front of the castle. It's this beautiful divine place of plenty. These beautiful golden gates that are always open for us. This is the home of God. The beautiful place of open gates always for us. And as we enter, we walk on this golden path through the castle, and it just feels so good. Feels so warm. We see angels flying in front of us, welcoming us. They're so happy. We flow into God's garden. We just see beautiful flowers, trees, and birds. We hear the harps playing now. The angels sing. And we walk out to this beautiful field. It's the most abundant looking, healthiest soil in this beautiful, beautiful field. We take our shoes off and our socks, and we just walk in this beautiful, beautiful soil. It's the fertile soil of God, where we plant our thoughts into this garden, and then they grow. These thoughts of any thoughts of ours, any desires, that this is where we plant them. But today is a special day. It's a day where we look up and there's God's light. It looks like the sun. And that sun is God's light is shining upon us, and we feel the warmth of God's light. It's flowing into every pore of our bodies now, into our senses, into our organs, into our thoughts, this beautiful light of God. Beautiful, beautiful light of God. And we look out past this beautiful field, and we see these trees. And as we look at the trees, there are not only hundreds, but thousands and tens of thousands of beautiful leaves of these trees. And oh, it's such a gorgeous day. God's light shining on us, the breeze, God's breath hitting our cheek. We're so happy. We're smiling. We feel so good. Our feet are just in this fertile soil, and it feels so warm. We're so loved. And as we look closer at these trees, the leaves are $100 bills. It's a forest with money. It's your money forest. And there is more money. The trees are just endless. And that as we look at that we realize this is an abundant life. And that everything that we desire is ours. And oh, we love money now. We just love the freedom that money gives us, the choices that it gives us, the variety that it gives us. Feels so good being in this fertile soil looking out to these beautiful money trees with endless money that is ours. This is your forest, our forest together that we share. And then we look, and at the bottom of the forest, of the trees, we see these beings starting to dance. And we look, and they're green, and they're dressed in money. And they're just amazing, angelic beings that are just dancing and singing through the trees, coming to us, coming onto the field. And they are so happy. And we're happy with them, and these beautiful, divine, angelic money beings just dancing everywhere. Oh, we love money, and money loves us, and we're dancing with money now, and we're just loving, loving money. And then we pause, and we breathe deeply. We look up at the beautiful sun. And now a shadow comes around the moon, if you will, comes in between the sun, God's light, and us, and there is darkness. And all of a sudden, our angelic green money beings light up in green. And the darkness now turns to green, and it's so bright, this bright, vibrant green. Money is simply energy, this loving gift from God, and we rejoice in it, and we love this eclipse now that we see in pure green, and all the trees, the money trees, just turn green into this bright light, and now you are consumed. We see nothing but green in our mind, coming in us and through us and all around us, this green, beautiful, loving energy. And this is the eclipse of all eclipses. We have experienced the money eclipse today, where God's light shines on us. And the committee members try to put the darkness on us. And then the light, the green light comes to us in a vibrant way. And it shines so brightly that that committee, that blackness dissipates. And it turns into green. We've transformed it into abundance. And now the light of God shines upon us, and we give thanks. The most beautiful eclipse, the most beautiful experience, surrounded with endless money, money trees, money angels, and God's light that nourishes us. We stand in this fertile field, in the soil, as God's children, so loved, so supported, so guided. Just enjoy this now. Receive this blessing. Receive the abundant light. Receive all the money, all the abundance that's being given to us now. It's a miracle of money. Miracle of God. The angelic money angel. Flowing into us, giving us freedom, using this abundance to create abundant life for ourselves and for others. Oh. There's no end to the money angels. There's no end to the money trees for you now. And you are so fertile. You are so abundant. You feel so good. This God light shines upon you. Immerse yourself in this love, in this abundance now. Let us walk from God's amazing, fertile field, the field of our dreams coming true, our dreams are grown. As we go back on the path, we're all just so happy as we walk down the golden path in God's garden, feeling so good. Angels flying all around us, the money angels with us, holding our hand, skipping along, smiling and laughing, and loving us all so. And now walk through God's castle. Just the feeling of so much love, so much joy. Oh, the abundant life is now ours. For this we give thanks. And we walk through the open gates and we begin to float up now in the sky, in the beautiful air, feeling so free as we fly with the angels, with the money angels, with the archangels, with all of our helpers, flying together, all of us. Together as one, so in love with each other, so in love with ourselves. And as we float down and we see beautiful Mother Earth, how beautiful Mother Earth is, and that it has everything we want in it now, and all we have to do is ask. In this beautiful world that we've been blessed to be in, given the power to create what we want with this beautiful world and our angels and God Almighty. Just floating down now and floating, going down closer and closer and coming now into your chair. And just gently sit back in your chair. Oh, feels so wonderful knowing that now you have all these bunny angels right with you, all of this love and support right with you now and forevermore. And now let us welcome this beautiful life, this abundant life, as we open up our eyes and welcome the abundant life to us all. Amen. Ooh. Ooh, I feel good, like I knew that I would. So good, so good. Yeah, that's beautiful, beautiful. So your thoughts, what did you like best about that? Yeah, Stephen, unmute. We got to mute, unmute. Yeah, I muted everybody. You're still... Oh, let me see.
That's no, fine. There we go. There we go. How's that? That's
yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
So I was met by Money Angels, and I was escorted right to Michael's office, and he said, I'm next. Be prepared.
Be prepared. Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Mind blowing.
Michael, huh? Archangel Michael. Yeah. Yep. Beautiful.
You're ready.
He's divine. Yeah. But remember, get ready for the goodness. Mm-hmm. It's a bright future for all of us. Yeah. It's a bright future. Get ready. It's going to be a bright future for all of us. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Other, what did you experience in that?
Peace, joy, fulfillment, the bliss of getting it all you've ever wanted, the overwhelming feeling of success, all that.
Wow.
I got God bumps all double deep on me right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm happy for you. Mia, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I got the same. I got God bumps all over my arms. But I was immersed. I saw all green. You know, it was just, I could feel it around me. I could feel it inside, just that green. And interestingly enough, this weekend, I wanted to change out my curtains, and I actually got this pretty, like, kind of blushy green color. And it's wonderful because this room gets so much sun that when the curtains are closed, it kind of just has this green glow to it now. Oh, and I have all the plants. So this will be my money room. Just to immerse myself in that energy.
So yeah. Wow, that's great, Mia. And yeah, I love those God bumps, you know. That's just beautiful. Beautiful. Shel, were you gonna say something?
Oh, it reminded me of one of your meditations in Easy Money, Easy Life course.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Easy Money, Easy Life. It really is just an amazing program. And in fact, the book is Easy Money, Easy Life, but then there's a program that includes meditations and everything. And it's just amazing, incredible. You'll get more money within 3 minutes to 3 weeks. You know, it's just like incredible, amazing, fun, beautiful, Shel. Yeah. And Shel, did you get by after going through Easy Money, Easy Life? Has more money been coming to you?
Yes, it has. It's been the best program, and I've taken a lot of them when it comes to money, and it's been the best.
That's great. How wonderful. I'm happy for you. That's good. Anybody else want to share? Yeah. So, and it's healthy for you to share, like, you know, on what you visualize there, that if you don't share it here, at least share it with a loved one, whatever, those that understand, because otherwise they'll talk you out of it and tell you, oh, that really didn't happen or whatever. But what you experience really did happen, and it's in your vibration now, and you'll see more money will come to you if you allow it. And so just allow that. And just know that you have been blessed now with money and the green and the angels. Don't you love that, money angels? I've never heard of that before. You know, they gave it to me when we were in this meditation, money angels, you know. And then money trees, and like, oh my gosh. So when you see trees, just think money trees. And the more that whatever you think about grows, And so you just think about that and you laugh. And then money can do all kinds of wonderful things. Look at Melanie's little doggy, all happy in that meditation now. All happy for more money and more toys. And today, yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Hank.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd just like to say, I was going to speak up, but I had to get in my car to be somewhere. So I was waiting until my... till I connected. So what I saw, because I waited till the very last minute, I was sitting in my car listening, so I didn't have to stop with the meditation.
Yeah.
And what I saw was, I, this is very sentimental to me, but my father passed away about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I know that he's always with us. He leaves us dimes in every little spot. I do believe in the, you know, dime theory. Yeah. So what I saw was my dad with those angels telling me, Melanie, I always knew you were going to be successful no matter what you chose to do in this life.
Yeah.
And this is your time to shine. And I saw my dad with that group of angels.
Oh my God. There you go. And so your dad is alive and well. All that have walked before us are alive and well. They're just in a different place now. They've just moved. And so you just recognize and you call them in. If you say they're gone, then they're gone. When you invite them in, they're there to guide you and love you. And your father just guided you and loved you and gave you that energy in order to be the successful person that you desire to be. It's now done. So that's beautiful.
And my father was in sales all my life. So, and my parents were the best parents anybody could ever ask for. I had the best childhood anybody could ask for.
Wow.
I can't even tell you a time that I ever argued with my parents, even through my teen years. My mom and I are still best friends.
Oh my goodness.
So my dad always told me, Melanie, you can sell ice cubes to an Eskimo. He said, you know, you take after your dad. He said, you take after your dad. He said, anything you set your mind to, you can do.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of resonated with me as, you know, I'm listening to you and feeling him wrap his arms around me, telling me, the same thing you told me when I was a child.
Oh my gosh, that's just beautiful. Whew. Antoinette, yes.
Yes, I felt I was running all through my backyard just picking money off all my money trees. and I was just enjoying, you know, my backyard and all the growth and the money and, you know, and the freedom I was able to do and, you know, plethora of trips I took and me just running through Legoland and having a great time and just being free.
Yeah, being free. That is beautiful. Well, thank you. And with that, is everybody ready? Joey included. We
They're
like
all to laugh.
I'm sorry. What's up?
They're all muted.
Yeah, on mute. Everybody on mute. Joey on mute. We like and to laugh saying- and have more fun. We like to laugh and have more fun. For we are the chosen ones. Easy money is our new game.
Easy money is our new game.
Wealth is our middle name. Money is our divine right.
Money is our divine right.
As we walk in God's divine light.
As we walk in God's divine light.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Family.
Yes. Well, enjoy all your money. God has it for you. And just allow it in. I love you all. And just a magical time with you as usual. All the best.
Bless.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'm at my great destination. Bye, everyone.
Tell a friend something nice. I'm going skiing.
All right.